Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to episode number 46 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we will look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, and we give them all a good scene too. Last week we discussed death doulas and we spoke to an actual death doula or an end-of-life coach called Ruth McGill. And if you want to see her website, it's theholdingspace.ie. She's a beautiful woman. She is... Yeah, anything debt related? No, she doesn't deal with debts. Although she is an actor as well, so she probably has a few debts. But no, she'll deal with anything in the end of life area. This week we are going to have crack. It's called Crack Hole, episode number 46, and we're going to speak to Laura O'Mahony. When I just kind of sat back, closed my eyes and thought of crack, she was the first thing that came into my head. She's the funniest woman in Cork. She's on Red FM every morning with Ray Foley. I met her on Bridget Naiman, the RTE series, which also went on UK Gold. So we had a good time on that. And she's on Instagram. If you want to follow someone funny on Instagram, go and pause this now and go and follow her and come back to me. She's Laura O'Mahony, but it's Laura Lols Lots. So LAURALOLSLOTS. Laura Lols Lots is how you'll find her on Instagram. And it's well worth listening. Anyway, she does everything. Her stories are brilliant. She'll take you for a walk some days, or even if you've got little babies, she might even read them a story at bedtime, but in a funny way. Okay, so I texted her a while ago. I didn't tell her about the podcast, but I texted her to ask her were her kids gone to bed, and she said yeah, why, and so she'll know there's something up. But I'm going to ring her and see will she get involved. Sure, if she doesn't, I'll ring someone else funny from Cork, but she is the funniest. Okay, it's ringing.
Hello, Norma Sheehan.
Hello, Laura.
Hello.
Would you mind taking a call for a podcast?
Oh, okay, Norma. Jeekers, go on. Hello.
Yeah, you're on live. You're not live, but you're recording. Oh. So don't say fuck or bugger.
Okay, I fucking won't. Norma, you're a disgrace. Ringing me. Go on. What's going on?
Well,
how are you?
I'm very good, but I'm doing a podcast this week. I've decided to do, because I think I'm bordering on depressed. So I've decided to do Crack Hole, right? And you're the most cracky person I could think. Not Crack Hole like your actual asshole. I mean like crack like fun. So it's
okay.
Yeah. So I thought of you when I thought of having the crack hole.
Right. Okay. Okay. God. So, because the pressure is on. So I have to be crack me. All right. Okay.
Yeah. So could you just, okay, when I say go, just have some crack. Ready, steady.
Okay.
Okay. I'll ease you in gently.
Okay.
I'm a healer of holes, right? So are there any orifices in your body that I could heal, you know, from a distance through my...
From a distance now, Norma, I would much prefer if you were kind of next to me for the kind of hands-on approach to healing. Because I'm always worried about all the holes in my body. I spend my whole life poking at myself going, there's a hole there now, there's something wrong there now. So I could do with some sort of kind of physician. Do you have medical background at all?
Have you damage in any holes from the babies, or are they all right?
Well, you see, my babies were plucked out of what I like to call my kangaroo pouch.
Yes.
So my babies did not exit through my hole. So my hole is quite intact, except for a couple of what I'd call lockdown piles.
Lockdown piles? They're very common, apparently.
Do you know what it is, Nora? It's from trying to hide and get a break. So what ends up happening to me is I'm like, I'll just pop in there into the bathroom just for to go to the toilet or whatever. No. But then I end up staying in there for ages because I can hear the kids downstairs fussing. And if my husband is there to kind of keep an eye on them, I'm like, oh, I'll just stay here a bit longer. So I end up sitting on the toilet longer than I need to. And then my piles decide to make an appearance.
No, you can't do that. I mean, my mother told me that at a very young age.
Is it a thing?
Because what I get pins and needles in my thighs, and there's pressure on the a-hole, so the piles do come from sitting on the toilet.
Oh my god, because I could be in there 40 minutes just scrolling down my phone
now,
and I could go down a scroll hole and I could just be sitting there and I definitely noticed like there has been troubles in that area of late.
Okay, well, pull up your pants and sit on the lid.
Okay, and that'd be fine then. Would I not get a cold off the cold of the lid though?
Sure, bring in a cushion with you or a hot water bottle. Whatever.
They'll be on to me. If they see Mammy going in now with a cushion and a hot water bottle, they'll be like, there's some crack to be had now inside in that bathroom.
Did you take the iron tablet, Galfer, when you were pregnant? The black bullet?
Yes, I did. I took it for the first 2 weeks and I had to stop because it was making me sick.
Okay, you're lucky you stopped, because I had an older sister who took me aside and she said, you're having twins, they're going to force you to make this, you have this Galfer stuff. They're these bullets, they're going to make you shite coal. You, by the time the baby comes, you'll be shiting briquettes and you'll have piles and hemorrhoids for the rest of your life. So I didn't. I went and got a liquidy form instead. And I have to say, now I have a lovely ass.
Well, I took the bullets, right? And then they did make me have some sort of black concoction come out of my bottom. And I was very green. So I went on to the pregnancy forums and I was like, black stools, any advice? Yeah. And I think they thought that I was talking about interior design tips because they were like, oh, you could paint them a nice white, get a kind of a chalk paint. I was like, no, I'm having black stools. Oh. I thought there was something severely wrong with me. Nobody told me that's what iron does, yeah.
It does.
Be vigilant, ladies and gents.
Yeah, don't be touching the stuff. Get a natural one. I actually ended up with a hernia in my belly button. So I have a belly button hole problem. A bit of my gut is still hanging out through my belly button from when I was pregnant with the twins. And no one's popped it. I could pop it back in with keyhole, but it's just there. I can touch this bit of my intestines that's just peeping out the old.
And, oh, jeepers, yeah. Norman, I've seen you up close. And I never noticed it.
Well, you'd notice it now because I have changed over COVID. I have now breasts that would compete with your own.
I challenge you to a duel.
I have a new twin set that matches my COVID ass. I'm loving the tits, but I to be fair, the ass is awful weight carrying it around. I prefer if it was just the tits now, to be honest.
Norma, I hate the way that you casually call them tits. It's just so casual. It comes so easy to you.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine you now with bazongas, to be honest.
Like, I did a body aerobic class, 30-minute sweaty one, right? But I had to wear two bras. Now, that wouldn't be me. Now, people with big tits would say, no. Sure, my little perkins. No. There was a midwife once said to me, she was checking me for something else. I said, you'd never have a grope there and see is there any lumps. And she said, yeah, take off your top. And she turns around and she goes, oh, sure, God, love us, this isn't going to take long.
Oh my God, what a thing to say. Where's my poor fella being underneath going, gee, because all my day, I'll never get out of here.
You do have lovely titties. And what do you, you've been doing a lot of walking.
I have. I've been doing a lot of walking, though I was injured there for 2 weeks. I quite fancied myself being injured. I was like, oh, I've a desperate injury now, I can't go walking. Yeah, I'm after getting into the walking, 10,000 steps, right? Which at the weekend is very hard because I've done nothing. So I'm starting from zero. So I have to get the 10,000 all in one go. It's a bit easier during the week when you've been kind of running around the house a bit as well. But what dawned on me is that I was getting hardly any steps for about the past 6 years. I thought I was getting loads. I was like, should I be nipping around upstairs, downstairs? I must be getting at least 15,000. You're actually not.
No.
But I just thought I need to do something just for it. It's not really for like, you know, weight loss or figure or anything. It's more just to go out, listen to a podcast. I've occasionally listened to your own podcast, Norma.
But it's for sanity, and it's so that you don't die at 65. Like,
Well, this is it. And it's just like, I really am not a fresh air person. I'm not outdoorsy. I love like being inside with a blanket and a glass of wine and all those things. And I really thought I have to force myself to get outside now and do some walking, because otherwise, like, I know I'm not a gym person. Yeah. Like, if a personal trainer now started shouting at me, I'd just go home. I'd be like, you now, my friend, can shut up about your squat, because I'm leaving. I just know that I don't have the temperament for that kind of one-on-one.
Yeah.
I know I don't have the temperament for a class.
Yeah.
So the best thing I can do is just walk straight out my door. But the other day I thought I could start running. I just ran out the door.
Oh yeah, then you stopped. I saw on your Instagram the other day you passed the Everyman, and it brought a little tear to my eye, because I've told the listeners already that you're, you know, this, any, for anyone living under a rock who doesn't know of you, you're Cork's best comedian. But you had the Everyman Palace sold out. Right. I don't know, was it 600 seats you'd sold out for March last year?
The 600 gone. I'd say there was about 10 left, but they would have gone. Surely somebody would have bought them. Yeah, for the 14th of March, like around this time last year now, I was all going for it. And then the week leading up to it, I was petrified that it would go ahead, because I was so worried that my audience would turn up and that somebody would get sick or that whatever. I was crying on the phone to my mother, I'd say, on the Wednesday before lockdown. Actually, it was the day lockdown was announced. I was bawling, crying to my mum, going, oh my God, I hope they cancel it, because I just can't go. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
And then they did cancel it. And to be honest, Norma, I wasn't ready.
I didn't have my stuff.
Oh my God. I didn't, like, I had to pull together a show, but it wasn't.
You would have,
finished.
And you know what? You've never bored the face off anyone. So even if you got up and did a full frontal, it would have been great. You know what I mean?
Oh, I might have had to resort to the full frontal. I just wasn't ready. But then, like, when we pushed the date on, I was like, we pushed it on to July, first of all. And we were like, oh yeah, by July, like, we'll be back in action. And it just, the date just keeps getting pushed out and pushed out. And it's just like, I kind of don't know, will it ever happen?
Now, have people asked for refunds, or is everybody been leaving their money there? Is there any...
Well, they may have asked Everyman, but they haven't asked me. They know better now than to ask me. I'd be like, hold on to your tickets now, we'll do it sometime. But it is rescheduled for September, I'd say. We're probably being a bit optimistic. But I'd nearly like to just do it on the 14th of March next year. So like 2 years on
from
when I was
meant
to do it. And it still won't be ready, Norma. I'll still be doing it the day before, going, oh, Jesus Christ, what will I put in here? Like, I've said to a few comedians, I'm like, I'm going to write a full hour and you stand up now in lockdown. And sure, I've no notion of it. I'll be doing the same old material I've been doing for years.
But come here, you create more material. Like, I follow you on Instagram, right? And you're just like the crack hole. That is you, right? You're so feckin' funny. Like, there was something today about... Sorry, what's your husband's name again? Because I've never met him.
Shane O'Mahony.
Poor... Like, how does he put up with you?
Well, I get that a lot. Now, that's a pain in my hole. I get that a lot. People saying, gee, because, you know, Shane, like, he's a saint or whatever, this, that, and the other.
But is he an asshole? Is he an asshole under it all then? Is
No. He is. Do you know what he is, Norma? Yeah. He's always in the same mood.
Okay.
He is always in the same happy-go-lucky kind of mood.
Yeah.
And the thing about him is it's impossible to fight with him, because he's always in the same mood.
So he's like, is he a bit like even-keel Buddhist kind of thing?
Yeah. Exactly what I need. Totally even keel.
Okay, even different
doesn't
to you.
Get het up about it.
Because you had a thing on today of him sowing seeds out the back, or another day he was cutting a twig, and you gave a running commentary. I swear to God, it's brilliant. Because and your kids, right? There's Alfie and I'm after forgetting the girl's
name.
Polly.
You see,
I could pretend to care, but I don't care about other people's children, I'll be honest.
I know, neither do I.
And when you like,
no, I care vaguely about your twins.
Vaguely. But when you started putting up your kids, right, I tried. I can't tell you how much I tried to hate them, right? But they are adorable. Like, no, honestly. Because, like, it's like, do you know, I don't really drink that much anymore, and I never go, like, even before COVID. I'd hate listening to people about their great fucking nights out, because I wasn't getting out. So I also feel, when I hear about people's babies, I'm half allergic, because I've been there, done that, and been traumatised. But your two are adorable. I mean, adorable. Like, they've definitely got...
They're very cute, like, as in they really are top notch. I find I've been doing a thing recently. I was talking to a child psychologist fella about something else, and he was saying, you know, that everyone thinks that their child is special, and really, you know, not everyone's child can be special, because then nobody would be special. And the whole time while he was talking to me, I was like, yeah, but my two are special though. I was like, you could say that, but my two actually are. They're great crack. Like, I think that, like, we've been around, you know, I got to mind them their whole lives. They didn't they didn't go anywhere until they went to creche or play school in school. So I feel like Polly in particular, she's going to be turning six in a couple of weeks. She's like having a little mini adult around with you. She's great.
Yeah, but that, I mean, to be fair, like, I mean, another person would say it could be damaging to spend so much time with someone like you.
True. Like, well, we have to wait and see. Will the damage come to the fore in a couple of years' time?
I mean, you are blessed that Shane is the other end of the shtick, you know, like.
Yes.
I do think, like, you know, like you are crack hole. You are crack hole. And I don't get
when
to.
When you say it, Norma, it's not clear that it's a compliment.
No, you like you've no. I adore you because you've no filter, but you're not mean. You've none of your comedy is mean, and
no.
But you're just you've no you've no bullshit. You've no layers. You've no lies. There's nothing fake. You just I don't know. I can see it in most other comedians. This kind of level of. That's just put on, or that's there's nothing about that with you, or is it just from being from Cork that would get bit out of you?
Big dirty Cork at me. No, do you know what it is? Is I've no interest in being fake. Like we'd say, I did drama and theatre studies in college, right? And there was an awful lot of bollocks going along with that. There was an awful lot of like, oh yeah, that's so interesting the way that you're standing there. That there was so much of that, and I was very good at kind of faking that. But I actually think it exhausted, it drained the life out of me. So I couldn't fake an emotion or a joke now if you paid me, because I spent 3 years in drama.
Where was that?
By people. That was in UCC, and like it was, you know, it was fine, but it was Jeepers, Norma. It wasn't the drama I was used to. Yeah. Like I was practically a Billy Barry, the Cork version of a Billy Barry.
Yeah, sure, me too. I was a Montfort, and I did a bit in the School of Music. And
oh,
then,
were you?
But then I landed in. Can you imagine? Imagine me now, right? Imagine me out in Rada for 3 years. Like the amount of times I stormed out of rooms and fucking smashed things and went to the toilet and pretended to have constipation and didn't come back because they were all doing the Deep Enchanted Forest, and there was some fella just running around gyrating his Mickey up against me because we had to pretend we were in the dark and all this. I was just like, this isn't. And then, oh my God, like spending an hour or 2 hours talking about being in the moment. I'm like, you just one day I just lost. I said, where I'm from. You get up and you say the lines and you entertain people and you make sure they have a good time.
Yeah.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Totally, 100%, because we, like, I didn't, the first day, the first lecture, it was like, okay, guys, we're going to walk the space, right? I'm like, I just don't want to walk the space, men, but everyone else seemed to know, shoes are off, suddenly everyone's kind of gliding around the space and just kind of feeling their bodies, and I'm like, what is happening? Where is the script? Like, I had been Miss Hannigan and Annie, I had been Nancy and Oliver, I was essentially musical, theatre, all glitz and glamour, and then I'm suddenly inside in this, and like, it wasn't without its moments of like, okay, this is all right, but most of it, like if I read back over old essays, I was just spouting shite coming out of me and caring about like our final year project. Oh my God, our final year project, we thought that we were badly, badly underscored, right? We got very bad results. We were disgusted. We demanded a meeting with the lecturers and all of this, right? When I look back on it, our FYP, our final year project, was a heap of shite. We were lucky to get what we did. We did all this like slow moving, Suzuki walking, applying lipstick, silent screaming. We thought we were like so innovative. When I look back at it, I nearly have a worry pain from the fact that we summoned our lecturers to explain them yourself. Explain yourself.
You would have got 100% if you'd just been yourself.
This is it, you see, and I suppose that's part of why, like, I feel like it did kind of shape me in a way, because I was so, I couldn't go back now. We had mature students in our year that were around my age now. I don't know how they didn't lose themselves on a daily basis and just go, this is crazy, because some of it was just such nonsense. And I think what saved me is I kept doing a drama outside of the course.
So that kind of kept me alive.
But in a way, though, it made me who I am, because I just can't tolerate any bollocks now anymore. I'm just like, no, it's bollocks.
There was one lad in our class, and sure, God love us, you'd pick him out as the fella that might be going nowhere, because he couldn't walk straight, and he had a real geezer accent on him. They couldn't straighten him out, basically. Well, he's the one, Denny Mays, who's gone on to be in literally, I mean, he hasn't stopped working since. He's been in every Netflix, BBC, Oscar films. Unbelievable. And I remember as well, the first day at drama school, we were asked, where do we see ourselves in 10 years? And they all mentioned places I'd never heard of, you know, various globes and stuff. And I said, I saw Madonna in a movie called Evita. And I love singing, and I'd love in 10 years to be like Madonna in Evita, not realising this was not a musical theatre course. And secondly, Madonna was apparently shite in Evita. Like, this was not to be the dream. But
very innocent. Well, I remember a fella in my year turning around to me and saying, you actually do plays. And I was like, I was in some play at the time, and I was like, I do, yeah. Like, we're all in drama and theatre studies. I thought that was kind of the common goal. And he was like, oh no, I don't want to be an actor at all. I was like, well, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? I don't understand. But like, ours wasn't specifically for acting. It was quite academic. And like, the academic side suited me. Okay. But the acting, like, geez, oh my gosh, we did a play in second year, The Public. Okay. And I was the lead character, Norma. And to this day, I couldn't tell you what it was about. There was two naked people in it. I don't know why they were there. It was a walk around the theatre, you know, one of these site specific where the audience moved, and I said to my mother, my poor mother came to see it, I said, ma'am, whatever you do, don't stand over by the plinth that's on the floor, don't stand over there. In the middle of the thing anyway, I looked up and my mom is standing over by the plinth just as one of the actors is totally naked writhing on the plinth, and I'm just like, oh my god, and I'm saying lines that I don't understand, and I still don't understand that play. And our lecturer at the end of it all said to us, you know, very good, very good. But everything I do is a draft. And I'm like, everything you do is a draft. You've just put us through like weeks of rehearsals and an absolutely awful play, and you're telling me it was a draft. I was just like, So I think that has.
I don't understand the whole nudity, especially in drama school. Like, I actually, nudity in theatre, I mean, I've never seen a play where there should have been nudity in it. I'm afraid to name, I won't name the plays because people will know who I'm knocking now. But like, I have been, you know, watching stuff going, this is all right, I'm half into this. And the next thing, there's some weirdo naked running across the stage, I don't even know why. Or there's someone having a breakdown and they rip their clothes off. And I'm going, well, to be honest, your acting wasn't up to that. Your performance wasn't at a stage where you would have ripped your clothes off. Or
yes, yeah.
You're just, anyway, whatever.
Particularly in drama school.
Oh, for fuck's sake, you're not even being paid.
Yeah, well, there's also a feeling of like, if this character doesn't get naked, then I might not get my marks that I want to get. Now, I didn't get naked. I was actually, my character in the play was wearing more layers than humanly possible. I was very layered up. I was like, oh, that's the character for me, the one wearing all the clothes. But like, it was awful. And I was an innocent, Norma. I was so innocent. Like, this is me when I was 19. I hadn't slept with anyone. I hadn't seen. I remember turning around to my friend the first day. Your man was naked, and I turned around to my best friend Laura, also Laura, and I said to her, Laura, she's from Clare, I said to her, Laura, it looks like he has two willies. And she looked into my face and she went, Laura, they're his balls.
Oh my god.
I was that innocent. I was so innocent. I'm a simple person.
Oh, that's so funny. funny. And I'm not sure about you, but I'm mid-40s and no one ever has ever asked me to show any flesh yet. So I'd say I'm going to get away with it.
I know, me neither. The most I've been asked to do is roll up a sleeve.
Yeah, yeah. Come here. So have you any tips for people anyway? Because, like, you're very good at rising above the misery.
Yeah.
Do you have one or two tips for people out there? Like, I'm sorry, we're very low, like.
I'm a big fan of picking a moment when you need to cry, right?
Okay.
And because I do have my, Shane will tell you, I have my moments, but I pick a moment and pick an area. So I'm a big fan of the cold floor in my utility room because I can kind of close the door out. There isn't much of interest in there for the kids. I can sit down on the floor and I can go for it. But I usually need to have it built up. So I would suggest watching something very, very sad or listen to very sad music just to get you in the zone. And then let it all out.
Okay.
Leave it all there on the floor of the utility room. And then you kind of emerge from the utility room then reformed. And if you don't have a utility room, you can use your car, or you can use a shed, or just, you know, an under the stairs cupboard, whatever you need to do. But, like, it's important to let it out, and sometimes it needs a little push. So during the week there, I was watching It's a Sin, which is amazing, but it's devastating, but I knew I needed to cry.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm going to fully immerse in this now. I'm going to be with all the characters, and I'm going to totally... And I bawled my eyes out, and I felt much better then afterwards, because I had it done. It was building up.
Okay.
So don't let it build up, if at all possible.
Okay, you are definitely right, because I had an acupuncture woman once, and I get very mopey, we'll say 3 days before the period. And she said, she said, it is a gift. Your PMT is a gift. You store anger in your liver all month. And then just before your menstruation or menstrual cycle, whatever, menstruation, you release that anger. It is a gift, this day of crying before your thingy. So you obviously even get it out before that.
Well, and that's interesting now, because I often do use PMT as well to, if there's a fight brewing with Shane, if something has bugged me, I'm like, I'm going to throw it all into this PMT section of the month.
Yeah.
Because if I go too far, I can always fall back on, oh, sorry about that, the old period was due. But it's a great way of sorting stuff out as well. So I throw it all in there. So anything that's annoyed me in the month, into that little section, and it goes.
Come here, Laura. My husband has like there's three young girls now, but like in a year, like in say a year or two or 3 years time, he's going to be living with four women with periods. Although I might be out the other side. I might be going out the other side.
I remember one time Shane turned around to me. I was on a particularly bad period, and he said to me, "We might think about taking evening primrose oil next month, would we?" The cheek of him. And of course I was like, "What do you mean? I'm so lovely. Why are you saying this to me?"
Oh,
but yeah, it's a robot issue. And like, we
Shane is lovely. He's lovely.
He is lovely. I think you'd love him. We've all this hormonal stuff going on in a pandemic as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, as in,
yeah, no, it's ridiculous.
It's rough.
Yeah.
It's rough. Take handy on yourself.
I'm going to finish up with a quiz. It's called Pick Your Hole. And the listeners can try and beat you. We'll never know if they beat you. You're the winner already. But
yes,
so I'm going to ask you 10 questions, and you have to answer as quick as possible.
Okay.
The type of hole. So for example, do you know this is an easy one? So I won't give you the example. I'll just give it to you. Right? What type of a hole do you stick a key in?
A keyhole.
Ah, look at you, one out of one. What type of a hole do you stick a suppository in?
Your arsehole.
Very good, very good.
Thank you.
What type of a hole do you put AirPods in?
Your ear holes.
Ah, look at you, you're doing very well.
I'm very good, aren't I? Yeah.
Yeah. What type of a hole do you put a coffin in?
Oh, a hole in the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. Is grave hole a thing?
A grave hole? I don't know.
Okay. Hole in the ground. Hole in the ground is you got a hole in there. What would a golfer dream of?
Oh, a hole in one.
Ah, Jesus, I didn't think you'd get that one. You're really good at this. See, you are smart.
Thank you.
You did the academic.
No,
yeah. What do you call a place that's kind of a dive or a kip that you'd never want to live in?
A hole.
Oh.
Just a hole, no?
It is just a hole. I was going to say a shithole, but it is just a hole is better. What do you call most of the people on social media that you just, that annoy you?
Boreholes.
Boreholes. That's even better than the answer I've here. I think we've done, did I do, where do you stick a catheter? Did we do that one?
Is that up your front hole?
I think it goes in, yeah, you had the sunroof babies. You definitely had a catheter stuck in for a few.
I did have a catheter, and I turned around to Shane and I said to Shane, I haven't weed in days. He said, sorry, you have a bag. Can I tell you one quick thing about a suppository as well? It's desperate. Why did you bring this out to me, Norma? I'm much more, like, I'm uncouth on this podcast. It was much more normal in another podcast. When I got my wisdom teeth out, I got all four of them out at the same time, right? And obviously you've desperate pain in your mouth, so you can't take a normal painkiller that way. You have to take it in the suppository way. And I'd been in recovery for ages because my blood pressure kept dipping. And this beautiful doctor had been talking to me, and I was flirting, going, "Oh, doctor, how are you? Lovely to see." Not realizing that it's all congealed blood all over my face at that stage, right? So then we were up in the ward, myself and my mum, and this nurse came in and said, "We're going to have to give a suppository." And I said to mum, "I said I don't know." I said, "What's a suppository?" I was still slightly out of it, and mum was like, "Oh, they'll just pop it into your bum, Laura." I announced to the whole ward, "Tell her I've a very hairy arse." And mom was like, "Laura, shush, oh my God." And the poor woman, up she popped, and she was so quick she didn't even notice how hairy it was.
Oh my God.
Thank you. Too much information. Well, since 1985.
Sorry, I'm getting awful images in my head, but your hair on your head, and I can say this because I had hair like that when I was a teenager, and my nickname was Pube Head. But you've quite pubic hair on your head, don't you?
So thank you. Yes, I can.
Is your arsehole hair straight then, or is it just mad pubic?
Well, I don't know, Norma. I can't really see it. It's just a little tuft. I'll ask Shane.
Okay. I certainly missed the memo on you're meant to groom yourself before you go in to have a baby in Hollis Street. No, you're meant to go in like a baby's bottom to have your baby.
Oh, I didn't know that. But with the section, somebody comes along and does a little bit of something.
Oh, well, they wouldn't have to if you'd... They shouldn't be shaved. No, you should have gone in.
Somebody shaved me. Oh, shaved me.
Yeah, no, you were fierce. You were fierce, Harry. Yeah, no. Okay, on that note, because I think you've actually livened my day, and I'm having a bit of crack, which I'm surprised with on this Monday night. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, Norma.
I'm going to cut it short because I don't like to keep my audience more than half an hour, and I was only going to ring you and take up 2 minutes of your time, and I've taken up a bit more. But thank you for talking to me, Laura.
A pleasure. I deny everything I said.
And by the way, I might just ring you every night now for the rest of COVID, the next 6 months, I'm doing some other type of podcast. Something.
Perfect. Yeah. I'll make sure not to answer from now on.
Okay, yeah, I'll be blocked. Fuck.
Yeah.
All right, girls.
All right, darling. Talk to you.
I told you she was funny, didn't I? Didn't I tell you, like? So she's on Red FM in the mornings. She's Laura Lols Lots on Instagram. She does stand up. She's on the telly. Yeah, she's wonderful. So I might rob her again and shove her on. Okay, so if you enjoyed the episode, which if you didn't, there's something wrong with you. If you enjoyed the episode, send it on to somebody. If you didn't enjoy the episode, as I said, there's something wrong with you, but shut your hole. And subscribe, like, share, follow. I don't get all that shit, but it helps me anyway. So do it. Thank you very much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.